Well, the weather's getting better. That means it is time to get out and get going with all the community events. And today we're going to talk specific about what's going on in Rock Falls. With us over the phone this morning, Sam Smith from the Rock Falls Chamber of Commerce. Well, hey there. How are you doing?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I am so excited for spring.
Well, yeah, and that's why I like having you, because, my gosh, you just put a little bit of energy out there that everybody can tap into, Sam.
Absolutely. We're having so much fun in Rock Falls. I can't wait to share all the great news with everyone.
Now, I'm glad we're having this discussion this week, because next week, getting into crunch time, and you're probably going to be busy with community garage sales.
Yes, sir. May 17th through the 19th is the Rock Falls and Sterling citywide garage sales. We have over 125 garage sales registered right now, today, with more coming in every single day. Registration is still open through May 12th right at the Rock Falls Chamber website or online. So the maps are going to be available on the 16th. So on the 16th, make sure to jump on our website at rockfallschamber.com, download your map, and plan your treasure hunt. If you're anything like me, you have your highlighter ready, and you are ready to get out there and bargain hunt.
I suspect with the interest involved with getting on the maps, did you extend that a little bit?
We did not. So the registration does end on this Sunday, so
right.
It's really, 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 really important to get in. That Monday is when we're going to get those maps started. It takes a little bit of time for our team to get 125 dots on a map, making sure they're accurate, making sure all the ads are accurate, up to date. And then, again, ideally on Wednesday, we'll be wrapping those up. So first thing Thursday morning, right at 9 a.m., those maps should be available.
Yeah, for a minimal charge, you can get a focus put on you by getting on those maps.
Absolutely. Registration is $15 just to get on the map, and then you can upgrade that as well to include a feature ad and list all the great items at your sale and draw in even more people. So clear your clutter, put extra money in your pocket, and get on the sale map by the 12th.
You know, this is one of the most exciting times of the year when community garage sales come up.
Yes, it's one of my favorite times. Lots of businesses bring in extra staff. It's a very, very, very busy time in our community. So think about that when you're commuting that weekend as well. There will be a lot of community members out bargain hunting, stopping at their local fast food, restaurants, coffee shops, gas stations, all that. So just make sure to plan ahead accordingly.
Plus all the people that are coming in from outside areas and getting those hotel rooms.
I cannot believe that. Every year I have people calling from Florida, Colorado, and they just want to make sure they have the dates right so they can plan their travels and spend time with their family and bargain hunt and visit Rock Falls and Sterling communities, which is really great.
Yeah, that's just the absolute best. One of the greatest things to happen. Community garage sales coming up here next week, so make sure you get yourself ready. We got community garage sales coming up, plus a couple of other things. I know we're going to hit on Summer Splash here in a bit, but you have something coming up with IDES. Tell us about that, Sam.
Yes, the Illinois Department of Employment Security will be joining us, as well as BEST, Inc., and BEST is Business Employment Skills Team. They will be joining us on Tuesday, May 21st at the Rock Falls Community from 11 to 12. We're going to talk about options for employers to retain and upskill employees so they can migrate layoffs. So BEST has a wonderful apprenticeship program, very, very top-notch. It's a great program. Tammy Neercorn will be joining us to talk about how your business can be part of that. And then Jane Vesquez will be joining us from IDES, and she'll be talking about the alternatives to laying off your employees, making sure we're keeping our strong employees, we're not laying them off and having to hire new people constantly. This program is from 11 to 12 here at the Rock Falls Community Building, and it's free for members. So if you're a Rock Falls Chamber member, come get information for free. We'd love to talk to you about it. If you're not a member yet, That's okay. It's only a $15 donation that will help us advertise this and go back into our community. And we'd love to talk to you about becoming a member so you can join this program and many more for free.
Wow. Tammy is the area authority and a great educator and presenter.
Tammy Nearcorn is so wonderful. The Chamber works directly with her for our interns as well.
Wow.
So I've had interns anywhere from 17 up to 65 just coming in and gaining business development skills, learning new skills, and then going on to better themselves in their career fields. I love it. I can't thank Tammy enough for working with us and pairing us with these great employees.
Right. I don't know. I might surprise her and just sit in the back and listen.
Tammy would love it. She'd love for you to come, and so would I.
So, yeah, well, I'll put that down on my calendar. When's that again?
That is 11 a.m. right here at the Rock Falls Community Building on May 21st.
There we go. 21st of May. Not too far away. Nothing is too far away anymore. Everything is right upon us, and even though we're just getting into May, something coming up in June that is just going to splash all over us.
Summer splash is coming in a wave. It is here. Our team is full speed ahead with planning and arranging. I can't wait to share all the great things of Summer Splash.
And, last time we talked, you put out a challenge there that I'm going to bring up. You put out a challenge to all the food trucks. Are you getting any responses to that?
Absolutely. We have 5 food trucks signed up right now, everywhere from ice, lemonade. We have pastas in there, cheese curds, hot dogs, hamburgers, and what I'm super excited about, this year we're bringing back alligator brats. We haven't had those in a few years.
Sounds like you might be first in line for that.
I will be first in line. And new this year, Brother Daryl's will actually be serving up the alligator brats. So when you come down, look for the Brother Daryl's tent, and they will exclusively have the alligator brats.
Wow, what a great choice.
They're so good. I didn't order those for a couple years, and that was one of the biggest complaints I got is, where's the alligator? I said, I hear you. I'm going to bring it back.
Wonderful. Yeah, so yeah, you put out a challenge to call to every food truck anywhere, and is that invitation still out there?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So even if you're a food truck located in another community, we'd still love to have you. This is a very inclusive event. So registration is open for all food vendors and regular vendors right now. So if you're a food truck, a drink truck, dessert, coffee, that's something I don't have right now. I don't have a coffee truck, and I know there's a couple out there. That would be cool to have.
No, that is a better happen, is it? You need a coffee truck. You can't go without that.
That's what I'm thinking. How am I going to survive without that coffee truck? So if you're out there listening, please sign up right at the Rock Falls Chamber website.
Fantastic. So, everything starting to get into motion for Summer Splash. Let's see if my memory can work here. Friday is Community Day and Saturday is Family Day?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
Wow.
So Friday we will start, times are a little bit different. So check our website or check our Facebook, times are a little different this year. So we'll start our lunch at 12 o'clock, so come on down for food trucks. Check out Sweet Butts Cotton Candy, Kona Ice, Chill Shack, Brother Daryl's, The Press Box. The Press Box has smash burgers, panini wraps, egg rolls, everything. So you definitely want to check out that as well. Come down, start at 12 o'clock for food trucks, and they go until 9 o'clock. During the day, we have vendors from 2 to 8. So the vendors come in a little bit later. They'll be in the afternoon. But at the same time, that 2 to 8 is when our free family games come back. Mm. We're bringing all those great games back, such as the giant Jenga, the giant Yahtzee, tug of war, potato sack races, all free for families to participate in.
That's the stuff from the past that some kids might be not familiar with.
oh, we'll make you familiar with. You just jump in a potato sack and you run. It's perfect. It's fun for friends, family, neighbors. Come down, race your best friend, challenge them in a potato sack race. While you're down there, check out the Great Petting Zoo, barrel rides. That same evening, we have the Family 5K, the YWCA Animal Pageant that's free, our free dance party, and our free family movie night provided by Nicholas Construction. I'm almost out of breath, and this is just on Friday night alone.
Yeah, so take a deep breath, don't pass out, and tell us about Saturday.
Saturday, we're back again with more fun. So the time on Saturday is 11 to 3 now, and we're going to bring back the alligator. We're going to bring back all those great food trucks. More vendors are coming out, those free family games, but then we're also joined by Happy Tales for the doggy pageant. Wow. So if you have a wonderful pooch and you want to come show their talent, that'll be on Saturday, as well as brand new this year. The Woodlawn Arts will be doing improv theater live right down on the riverfront. If you don't know what improv is, it's live theater where they act out scenes and they take real in-time suggestions from the audience, so they get you engaging and involved with the theater as it's going on. It's super fun. I love it. I cannot wait.
And then, let's see, Saturday night, well, that's a portion of family day. Anything special for, you know, mom and dad, the kids to get together and do later on?
Absolutely. There's plenty for families to do on this Saturday. Again, we're running from 11 to 3 this day. That petting zoo and the barrel rides will be back, and then we'll also have all those family games.
Yes.
More vendors and more businesses will be joining us. Right now, today, I have about 35 vendors, but they're coming in more and more every day. We're inviting every business, big or small, club, nonprofit organizations. We want all of you to come and join Summer Splash. This is a very inclusive event for everybody, for the family, for the four-legged friend. So come down and join us for this 2 days of family fun right at RB&W Park.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my next questions, if you have any vendor space left, and do they have to sign up for both days?
So we do have plenty of space left. You can register right at the Rock Falls Chamber website. If you're a member, it starts at only $25 for both the days to be included in this huge event. That's so awesome. And you don't have to commit to both days. When you register, it'll ask you, would you like to only participate Friday, Saturday, or both days? We'd love to have you both days, but we understand if your busy schedule only allows you to do one day.
Sure, and they bring their own tables, chairs, canopy, and does that satisfy?
Yes, spaces are 10 by 10. Bring your canopy tent, tables, all your stuff, and then be prepared for lots of family fun. We definitely encourage you to do a family activity, too. So if you wanted to host a fun, interactive game for families to enjoy, we'd love for that, too. Highly encourage that.
And, okay, that's going to be a busy couple of days. How is, you've done this before, Sam, how does traffic and parking look?
Traffic is always a little busy on that weekend. So, again, make sure to plan accordingly. Just know downtown is going to be super packed, tons of people all over. We will have plenty of parking down there. The lot across the street will be open. On-call Imaging is the sponsor of the parking lot to ensure that Pete Harkness opens that up, as well as our side streets will be open. The First Avenue parking lot will be open. So we'll have lots of parking available for everybody to come and go.
And something I usually like to ask at a big gathering like this is, you know, a lot of people involved. Is there going to be a medical tent?
There is always an ambulance on site. They are there to help anybody that may get heat stroke or any medical emergencies. We do have staff there available that will be able to help you. And then also we make sure to train our staff as well and get certified in first aid and AED trainings.
Oh, fantastic. There we go. Wow, it doesn't get any better than that, Sam. My gosh. It's going to be a busy weekend, and boy, it just kind of goes bing, bang, boom out of community garage sales, and then Summer Splash right behind it.
Absolutely. The Chamber office is busy hustling and bustling. We have a new coordinator as well, so make sure to stop into our office, sign up for Summer Splash, see all the great things that we have coming up, and make sure to meet our new coordinator, Marissa Razzo. She is here. She's friendly. She can't wait to meet you and help you at the Rock Falls Chamber office.
And, we got those things that are coming up. Now, it was about a week and a half ago. I was glad to see this. A lot of people should know about this. You had a ribbon cutting for the new look at the Rock Falls Farmers Market.
Yes, the Rock Falls Farmers Market is back. It began on May 1st. We had May Day at the market. We were joined by our vendors, and we invited other community members and other organizations for ribbon cutting to welcome the market to the community for the 2024 season and welcome and introduce the new pavilion. The pavilion is brought to you by the Firehouse Ministries, and Metal Buildings donated it. So we greatly appreciate them. They put it out there for the community to use, for the vendors to have a sheltered space to continue to serve our community throughout the summer months. We are very, very, very grateful for them. And we can't wait to utilize that all summer long. So make sure to come check us out at 400 West 2nd Street every Wednesday and Saturday from 7 to 11.
Absolutely. And well, Sam, you know, if there is one business or organization out there that still is not quite sure what the Rock Falls Chamber of Commerce can do for them, let's remind everybody.
Absolutely. So the Rock Falls Chamber focuses on growth, connections, and community. So that means we're here to help you grow your business, thrive in our community, grow your connections here. So we're a great tool to help you market, help you grow your business. We can do one-on-one counseling for any issues that you may have. We give out free promotional discount cards that you can be part of. You're invited to all of our chamber collectives and boot camps, workshops, such as the IDES and BEST program coming up on May 21st. Lots of great stuff. So if you're interested in joining the chamber, make sure to just give me a call or give me an email right here at the Rock Falls Chamber. My email is one of the easiest ones that you'll ever remember. It's literally my name at where I work, sam@rockfallschamber.com.
That is way too simple. Fantastic.
It's hard to forget.
That's right. Well, Sam, I know you're busy, and certainly thank you and the staff and everybody that's putting all these great community events together and what you do for the businesses.
Thank you so much. I couldn't do what I do without my wonderful community and our great businesses here in Rock Falls and Sterling and surrounding communities. Thank you so much. We look forward to seeing you this summer for all the great fun here in Rock Falls.
All right. Thank you, Sam.